This is Andy Thomas from the Masculine Journey podcast, where we discover what it means to be a wholehearted man. Your Chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to Man Talk, brought to you by TAWCMM, Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, where they're devoted to breaking down the walls of race and denomination and challenging men to take their God-assigned role. Here's our hosts, Will Hardy and Roy Jones Jr., a black guy and a white guy.
Well, praise the Lord. Man Talk listening audience, you got Will Hardy again, and we are back with Pastor John McCoy from Faith Fundamental. And last week, you know, we were talking about this parable of the king who had a marriage for his son. And when we left off of that, we were saying how when he sent that second batch of servants out, and then all of a sudden they went back to their businesses, they ignored the servants, they even killed the servants. And the king was mad. He sent out his armies. He destroyed all of their cities, just tore them down. Again, this is a future look into what is coming. And again, go to Revelation 19, beginning with verse 7, and read all the way down through the end of the chapter, which I think is verse number 21. So this week, we're going to continue with our conversation on, are you called or are you chosen? Because we talked last week and we said, Pastor, that there's a lot of folk who think that they're chosen, but they're only called. And we know that God has given us all that we need to maintain his word. So if you are a chosen one of God, there's no way you're going to abandon God. There's no way you're going to give up on God. When you hear the message of salvation, or you go out there and start preaching the gospel to someone, when you do that, God is working in and through you to both do his will and his good pleasure, as he says. Now, when you do this, there are going to be some people who look at you and say, well, I don't want to hear it. There's going to be some people who say, amen, praise the Lord. Why? Because they can identify with what you're saying. And then you got this other group who just want to go out and just kill you. So, Pastor, right now we are looking at verse number 9 in that particular chapter. So read that.
It says, go ye therefore unto the highways, and as many as ye shall find, bid to the marriage. So those servants went out unto the highways and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good, and the wedding was furnished with guests.
Go ahead, Pastor. Talk to me.
I want to back up for a little bit.
All right.
We left out when he said that the wedding was ready, the ones that they had been were not worthy. And we have to get right there right quick. Mm-hmm. He said they weren't worthy. We have to remember that we that know the word of God, if we're not going to put the word of God out right. The Bible lets us know it's better to have a millstone around our neck. In other words, what God is saying, it's going to just pull us down. He's going to pull us down because we're not giving the right word. Mm-hmm. Now, what he was saying here, when the king began to talk, and he said his servants to go out in the highways and byways, which we don't go out in the highways and byways. We got a million excuses just like them. But he said, you need to go out here. This is where the people are, where you don't go, like them side roads. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't go down.
That's right.
They stay on the main roads where there ain't no trouble, ain't no bad people. He said, go into them bad streets where the bad people live. Now, that's a few good ones out there because they got to live out there.
That's
but
right.
He said there's some bad ones out there, you know, the drug addicts, the prostitutes. Mm-hmm. They're down them bad streets. Go out there and get them.
Get them too.
Because they're looking for a way to get out of their situation that they're in. Mm-hmm. He said, now, I got an answer for them right here. He said, but you see, you got to still go back to the ones I told to come here first. Mm-hmm. They missing something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's almost like them. You know, if you'd have asked me for the living water, I'd have gave you living water. If you'd asked me for a drink of water. You see, that's what they're saying right here. See, you ain't asking for the right water.
Mm.
You trying to go out there and just draw some water and get it from anybody. He said, but if you come to me,
wow,
I'll give you the living water. And you ain't going to have to worry about it no more. So he told them right here. He said, don't worry about them that ain't worthy no more.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If they don't want to come, as we were speaking before, you know, it's going to come the time that many people going to say to him, you know, about these great things.
Mm-hmm.
But he going to say, you know, you can get away from me, you worker of iniquity.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, you was in the choir.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you was in church.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you gave a little money in church. You mm-hmm. even gave it your tithe.
Mm-hmm.
He said, but you didn't do my work.
That's right. And see, the kingdom work is what matters, and doing it in his name. See, so when he sent his armies out, and see, this is the thing that I think kind of stuck with me.
Mm-hmm.
Sent his armies out, and all of a sudden now, we are at the point to where he says, when he said, get as many people as you could bring in here, go get them. And when they went out, as you stated, to the highways and byways, it was filled with guests. So see, so you can be called, well, first of all, you can have an invite and you can refuse to come. Now you can be called and say, everybody come. You didn't have an invitation, but I'm bidding you to come mm-hmm. anyway.
Right.
See, so now, as you stated, now you got all those the folks now, and now you got a whole lot of guests. Now, I don't know about you, Pastor, but I've been to a lot of weddings, conducted a lot of weddings. And you just don't go to a wedding looking any kind of way. If you got on jeans, a t-shirt, and flip-flops, somebody might come up to you and say, sir, are you one of the guests of the bride or the groom? And if so, we may have to give you a coat and a tie.
Mm-hmm.
See, so the coat and the tie is just to signify that when you come in, you got on the right garment.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm going somewhere now.
Right.
So now when the invitation comes out, because the people who rejected him, they weren't worthy. I've seen people coming into the church, Pastor, who have ulterior motives.
Mm-hmm.
They come in seeking, wanting to get this, that, or the other thing. And if they don't get it, they leave. I've seen that happen.
Mm-hmm.
See, so I'm not saying that they're not worthy because they're going somewhere else. But the question is your motive might be impure. And if your motive is impure, now you got to ask the question, where did it come from?
Mm-hmm. We're going into the spiritual part now.
Mm-hmm.
Where he says, the dress.
That's right.
You come in your jeans.
Mm-hmm.
And your pants or your shirt, whatever, t-shirt. And when you're looking at the spiritual, when you go into church, if your spirit ain't right,
mm-hmm.
you can have on a three-piece suit. See, that's what he was hitting there. You can have on a three-piece suit. But if your spirit ain't right, you still don't have
that's
nothing.
That's exactly right.
And see, God can see through that.
Mm.
You know, God's not worried about you because I know a lot of people have heard that and they started thinking, but don't the Bible say come as you are? I don't think I've ever read that. but that's the first thing they'll tell them. You know, the Bible said come as you are. That's not in the script. You look it up.
Mm-hmm.
But see, what it is, that you can come as you are. But what God is talking about is the change had to be the spiritual part. Yeah. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. That's the spiritual part he want to see. So when that part comes into church, there has to be a change. He's not talking about your physical clothes. Because, yeah, some people don't have the money to buy those things. But their heart has to be changed.
That's the key. Because you can look any kind of way on the outside,
but that don't mean, and you clean on the outside, but you still might have a dirty heart. Your spirit, the heart of man is wicked and evil. That's what the word of God says. God, when God looked down upon the earth, he saw that the wickedness of man was only evil continually. And it is the heart of man that is deceitful above all things and what? Desperately wicked.
That's right.
So see, that heart of man, we have to be careful. Now, again, a natural illustration to convey a spiritual meaning. So you talked about that spiritual part. Now, when we look at the passage, and I'm going back to it now, when he said, so the servants went out, they gathered everybody to the wedding, and the wedding hall was filled. So you had people in there who weren't invited, but they came anyway. Now the wedding hall is filled with all these people. Now we get into the next verse. Mm-hmm. And the next verse goes on to talk about when the king came to see the guests. Mm-hmm. All right. And then he looked at a man who didn't have on a wedding garment. See, goes back to what we talked about, the illustration of the wedding. Mm-hmm. You come in there with jeans and a t-shirt on, somebody may come up to you, question, hey, where's your jacket and your tie? If you don't have one, we will offer you one. But you can refuse mm-hmm. that garment. Mm-hmm. Go on, Pastor. I know. I see you ready.
Well, you've been pastoring a while, too, mm-hmm. so you know it. People come in mm-hmm. and you give the invitation. Mm-hmm. You open the door. Mm-hmm. The feast is ready. Mm-hmm. God then gave the word. Now, all of a sudden, there's someone that came in. Mm-hmm. You're looking at them. You speak to them. Do you know the Lord?
All right.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
I just came for the lunch. Or my friend invited me here. So you have to get to that point that you accept.
That's right.
What God is offering.
And see, acceptance, that's part of drawing. Because Jesus said, no man can come to me unless the Father draws him. Mm-hmm. See, and you can only be drawn when you hear the word. We're coming up on a break. When we come back, we're going to finish this thing out because it is so good to my soul. Stay with us.
TAWCMM would love to have you join their community of men for breakfast every first and third Friday of every month. They have Bible discussions and fellowship after the best breakfast in town. The meeting location is at their gracious host church, First Christian Church in Kernersville, 1130 North Main Street in Kernersville. They have a hard start at 7 o'clock and a hard stop at 8 o'clock. First-time visitors eat for free. Join your hosts, Will Hardy and Roy Jones Jr., a black guy and a white guy.
Have a wedding garment? I say, do you have a wedding garment on? Because we at the part now in the passage to where the king now, he's going around looking at the guests. And he see an individual without a garment. Now, again, if you go over there to Revelation chapter 19 and you start reading from verse number 7, you will see that we who are in heaven with the Lord coming back on white horses, we have white linen on. And it talks about in the passage that the white linen was the righteousness of the saints. Well, wait a minute now. Ain't nothing righteous about you and me, but the righteousness of Jesus Christ, when he gave it to me, he took my sin and he gave me his righteousness. So that righteousness is what Jesus Christ did. Now, if the king is looking, what is he looking for? He's looking for the righteousness of Jesus Christ. If you don't see the righteousness of Jesus Christ, you might get asked this question. And the question he asked him was, and he didn't even say, get out of here. No, he didn't say that. He called him friend. He said, friend. That's what he called him. And basically he said, you know, you don't have a wedding garment. So that means, Pastor, that garment had to be given to him and he had to receive the garment. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Pastor. I see you ready.
Now, he said that word friend.
Mm.
That go back to what like I was saying a while ago. The friend invited me. He won't prepare.
Mm-hmm.
He was there. But he won't prepare for what God was given. And I'm paraphrasing the rest of this because I know mm-hmm. we have to go. Mm-hmm. So he began to do this, and the king said, bind him.
That's right.
Get him.
Mm-hmm.
You see, because something's wrong with him. He will not receive what we are saying. He didn't say beat him up.
Mm-mm.
He just said bind him. In other words, take hold of
mm-hmm.
him.
Mm-hmm.
You see, because he went down to the end. He said, because see, everybody ain't chosen.
That's right. That's right.
Everybody ain't chosen. I mean, you can have a church of 1,000 people, but everybody in that church is not chosen. And people have to realize out of the billions of people in this world, only a few million are going to go to heaven. And you say, that's a lot. But that's a little number compared to the people and the souls on this earth.
And that's why, Pastor, it's a broad road and a narrow road.
Mm-hmm.
See, so you can fit a whole lot of folks on a broad road, but you can't get many people on a narrow road. So if you're listening right now, this is the invitation. The invitation is going out to you to come to Jesus. Give your life to the Lord. You might be listening and saying, I'm 25 years old. I got plenty of time. Do you? Do you know your death date? I guarantee you, you don't know. Unless you're on death row. Then you know your death date. But other than that, you don't know when you're going to leave this life. But you have to be prepared. You've been hearing Pastor McCoy talk about that. Being prepared, being prepared. See, this ministry wants to prepare you to get ready to receive the gospel that the Lord Jesus Christ want to convey to you right now through this microphone. We're sitting here doing the work of the Lord because we don't want to see anyone perish, but all come into repentance. But we got to go ahead and get through these rest of these passages, Pastor.
Okay, well, you were right on it because mm-hmm. what he said to him about him going into outer darkness,
mm-hmm.
he said, there shall be weeping and gashing of teeth.
Mm.
You can go in Revelation and all these places. You can find this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And see, what he's trying to say is those that are chosen
mm-hmm.
will be with the Lord. They will be standing behind the Lord while there will be people carted off to hell. And the Bible says that we're going to be crying.
Mm.
But he said, then God's going to wipe away our tears. But he said, look here, that's the chosen ones.
That's right.
I told you to come.
Mm.
I called you to come.
Mm.
I said, come to me. Mm. Come to me. Come to me. You came into church. Woo, but you did. but you didn't accept me as your personal savior.
That's right.
You came into the church.
And so
you were right there.
You had that calling. See, you had the calling, but you wasn't chosen.
You just weren't chosen.
And see, God, Jesus said it right here, saints. He said it right here. There are many who are called. You're getting the gospel from all different directions, on a pamphlet, in the news media, on your phone, on the TV screen, people preaching the gospel message. It's coming through all kinds of avenues. You're getting the gospel message. And now all of a sudden, you get right up to the edge of the door and you say, this is not for me. I can't even begin, Pastor, to say how sad a day that's going to be, that there are going to be so many people whom God has opened up his arms to and saying, come in, come in. Come to me, all you who are labor and of heavy laden. Don't you want rest, listener? Don't you want the rest of the Lord Jesus Christ? He's coming. He wants to come right now. His arms is open to you right now. All you have to do is come on in and accept him. So, Pastor, if you behind your pulpit, which that microphone is your pulpit tonight, what would you tell that man, woman, boy, or girl about what they must do in order to come to Jesus?
First of all, you must accept that Christ is the Savior. I got to say it like this. If you're going to listen to the Facebook and things on the radio and TV, find programs that is giving out the word. Quit all this getting on Facebook, hearing somebody give you their opinion, because they heard some preacher say, everybody got a hymn, everybody got a song. That's what the scriptures say. Mm-hmm. Everybody got one. Mm-hmm. But see, what you don't understand is, it says, everybody got one. It itself came from God. Oh, somebody. But see, you got to get that understanding in your mind.
Yes.
What he's trying to tell you, if you're going to be one of the chosen ones, you got to have that relationship with God. You got to give your life over to God. You got to get saved. It's just that simple.
Amen.
You got to get saved.
Amen.
Because the only thing you got left is hell. That's it. I know a lot of people, I say, but that's what the Bible says.
Amen.
So that's what I say.
Amen.
And that's what the Bible says.
And that place was not designed for them. It's designed for no one, only for the devil and his angels. You and I, you know, we carry a heavy burden on us every time we step into the church and up into the pulpit. And we start talking about the message that God has given us to feed the people. And see, it's the feeding of the gospel message that's going to maintain your Christian walk. You must get into the Bible. There are all kinds of things that are going on out there. But in the end, you have to stand on his word, saints. You got to do it. So when this invitation is going out, just know, number one, you can't save yourself. You can't do it. And when all of a sudden you are on that altar, or somebody is talking to you about Jesus, you know what's going on in your life. Nobody don't have to tell you. And for the most part, if you've done all that you can do and you're still not progressing, then you need to try Jesus. And I guarantee you, when you do, you will not be disappointed, because he is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. You can't save yourself. Recognize, number two, that you are a sinner. And you need someone who can take on your sin. No man can do it. Husband, wife, son, daughter, they can't do it. Someone that can take on your sin and exchange that sin for only the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the only thing God will accept, listener. He won't accept anything else. You have to have the righteousness of Jesus Christ in order for you to be chosen. When you recognize that I need a Savior, I can't save myself, I need somebody to cast my sin on, then the next thing you need to do is you need to confess your sins and say, Lord, I'm a sinner. I need you. I need you in my life, because I can't do it. I tried it and I can't do it. All of us who have been out there in the world, we knew what we had to go through in order to get to where we are. And it wasn't an easy road. This Christian life, Pastor, it ain't easy.
Amen.
God didn't say it was easy. Jesus said, you're going to suffer tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I've overcome the world. See, so if he's overcome the world, I have overcome the world. And so in light of what we are saying tonight is, the word of God says there's going to be people who are called and there are going to be people who are chosen. Make sure that you have been chosen. Make sure that you have the relationship that is outlined in the scripture that God wants you to have in order to stand before him so you won't be ashamed. And Pastor, I guarantee you, if that man, woman, boy, or girl that are listening right now at what we're talking about here, they'll understand that my strength is nothing like the strength that the Lord Jesus Christ has for me.
Amen.
And he can get you to whatever level you need to be at in order to overcome any situation in your life, any circumstance in your life. Satan is after your soul, saints. That's where the battle is. The battle is for your soul. And your soul is where your emotions, your will, and your mind and your feelings, all of that takes place in the soul. So when I hear things coming in, all of a sudden my mind is processing these things. It's coming into my conscious mind. It's being deposited into my subconscious mind. Don't you know, when things are deposited into your subconscious mind, that's why you are able to remember what you remember. Because your conscious mind put that in your subconscious. How many times have you rode a bicycle when you were 9 and 10 years old? You get on a bicycle right now, you ride it just like you were 9 or 10 years old yesterday. You remember how to ride that bike. You don't forget it. It's because it's been deposited in your soul. Lord, I've gone on. I just love the Lord. Pastor, you know, we just thank God for you. And we're going to have you back sometime in the future. But we know that the Lord is in you because he know he working in and through you. Any last words?
Just keep praying. Keep asking the Lord to lead and guide. That's what he gave us his Holy Spirit for.
Amen.
Just stay in that relationship with him.
Thank you.
As we wrap up today's show, be assured that TAWCMM, Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, is building a community of men that are Christ followers with a desire to be servant leaders in their homes, communities, churches, and work environments. Check out our website for upcoming events and regularly scheduled meetings. Drop us a note for topics that you would like to have us visit in the future. Thank you for joining us on Man Talk today. Visit us at www.tawcmm.com. Men walking the talk.
This is the Truth Network.